Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. The Introvert Podcast is a place where we can get together, hang out, drink some coffee, and most importantly, not interact with any other humans for at least 30 minutes. You are listening to the free version of this podcast, which is great. I love free things too. But if you want to help support the show and access behind-the-scenes content, and of course, ad-free episodes, check out our Patreon page. The rewards are pretty awesome. We just had our first clip show, which is kind of a blooper reel. I took the name from Chip and Joanna Gaines. Shout out to my couple goals of all time. And it was super embarrassing for me because it has all of my screw-ups and every time I stumble over my words or drop the F-bomb. And that's available at patreon.com/introvertpodcast. And thank you, patrons, for making the show accessible to your friends. This podcast is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. You can choose from over 180,000 titles, and what better way to have your earbuds in and avoid talking to people at all times? You can get smart by listening to an audiobook on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, iPod Touch, MP3 player, dog, microwave, anything where you could listen to something and avoid social contact. I know, I got you. So check out audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast for a free book and 30-day free trial. It's a win-win. If you want to connect with the show and never miss an episode or update, check out our website, introvertpodcast.com. There you'll find the links to our social media, our Twitter, which is @introvertpod, our Facebook, which is facebook.com/introvertpodcast, and a cute little blog with some fun gifs from every episode that I write, usually, except I forgot to write it 2 weeks ago, my bad. Again, that's introvertpodcast.com. You can also find ways to help support the show, like buying our merch. For example, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I purchased some of my own merch, a sweatshirt that says Go Big and Stay Home. My favorite, if not all-time most iconic moment of my life. That merchandise and more, including just the plain podcast logo, is available at teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. I know that's a lot to remember, so don't worry. The link is conveniently on the website, and all links, of course, are in the description of this audio. All right, Sharon, there you go. I'm done with my intro. Let's get started talking about every introvert's favorite hobby, binge watching. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Already, I have screwed myself up, but you know what? I'm just going to leave that in because I think it's funny. I love binge watching. There's something about watching 8 episodes of a TV show in a row and looking in the mirror and realizing you hate yourself that is so magical. I love everything about it. I love picking out what show to watch. I love watching it until 4 a.m. I love becoming so obsessed with the fan theories and Googling it so much you accidentally spoil it for yourself. True story. I do that with almost every show. And I especially love how binge watching both brings people together and tears them apart in the best way. For example, I always watch TV shows with my parents, which sounds really sad because it is, and I still live at home, so it's possible. And we always watch Game of Thrones together every Sunday night, but most importantly, we watched Breaking Bad. And I know it sounds like, oh, you guys waited so long to watch this show. Well, when it first came out, how old was I? It came out in like 2008, I think. And I was not old enough to watch it. And then when it came on Netflix, I just didn't want to watch it. So my parents and I were like, oh, we've never seen this. Let's watch it together. So we did. And it's one of my favorite activities to do with people because you're together and they're like, oh, we're spending quality time together. But really, you're not because you're watching TV and you don't have to talk to each other. It's amazing. And I really think that the invention of Netflix and Netflix and chill, obviously, best date, hands down, is the best thing that's ever happened to introverts in today's society. Truly, I think it is. Because I can say, hey, do you want to hang out? Do you want to come over and watch TV? And people are like, yeah, sure, let's watch a show together. So there will be people like, hey, oh, for example, when I was in high school, my first, like, real boyfriend and I watched Orange is the New Black together when it first came out. And it was so fun because we were both introverts. So it was like, oh, we can hang out and kind of recharge our batteries, but also watch this awesome show at the same time. I think the first show that I ever binge watched was this Canadian TV show called 18 to Life. And it had the guy, the actor from My Life with Derek in it. This is such a niche reference because if you were not like 10 years old at the time Life with Derek was on, you would have no idea because Disney pulled it so fast. Because actually what happened was the leads of the show, like this is so not about this show, but it's funny because like the leads of the show were in a relationship, but they were supposed to be playing brother and sister. And it was super weird. And it was like, I totally picked up on like the sexual tension, even when I was like a child. So it was there. Anyway, it has the actor from Life with Derek in it. And the premise is basically like these teenagers, I think like 18, well, 18 to life, get married because of a dare, which is so stupid now talking about it. Like, even talking about it now, I'm like, why did you watch this? Like, why was this a TV show? But it was really funny. And it reminded me a lot of, like, British humor, but it was Canadian. So it was a really good show. I do really like the British shows, though. Anyway, that was the first show I binge watched. And there were only, I think, 2 seasons. And also, it was, like, 2010, maybe 2011. So it was, like, back when binge watching wasn't even a thing yet. Like, that was not even something that people had realized was a thing. And watching, well, I guess, like, you, if you have the DVD of, like, Friends, you could watch, like, 10 episodes in a row if you wanted to. But not until it came on Netflix could you watch 3 seasons in 2 days. Not that I did or anything like that. Like, that would be weird. Huh. Yeah, I did. My freshman year of college, I think I watched all of Friends in, like, less than a month. And I actually had a running joke going, like, if you hear me clapping every 22 minutes because of the theme song where you go clap, 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 clap. I don't want to actually clap because it'll show up in the audio and it'll just sound weird. You know what I'm talking about. Everyone has heard the song. And if you haven't, just Google it, please. Pretty much that's a good rule of thumb for this podcast. Oh, by the way, welcome to the Introvert Podcast. Yeah, I'm watching for like the 9th time, I think. Rewatching Scrubs right now. It's one of those shows that everyone probably has those shows that you just like go back to in stressful times of your life. For me, it's like Scrubs and The Office and just like funny shows where you don't really have to think that much. So I'm watching Scrubs right now on Hulu and it was so good. But I'm so mad they took it off Netflix because I would much rather binge watch stuff on Netflix than Hulu. Just in the last 2 years, Hulu has changed from being like you could access it even if you weren't a member, you just had to watch ads. And then they started blocking ad blocker, which sucks. And then they started making you pay to even watch it. You still had to have ad blocker blocked. And then you had to pay more to watch it without ads. And it's so annoying. So I didn't have Hulu for the longest time. Mooched off my friend's Hulu account. Everyone does it. We've got mooches on our accounts. One of my friends is watching on our Hulu probably right now. But I was up in arms about it. And then when Handmaid's Tale came out by Margaret, the book is by Margaret Atwood, but the show with Elizabeth Moss and Alexis Bledel, and who else was in that? The brother of the guy who played Voldemort in Harry Potter. I can't think of his last name. It's like, it starts with an F. It doesn't matter. And so I wanted to watch that because Margaret Atwood is one of my favorite authors. I'm a lit major, technically, and I really wanted to watch it. So when I did the free trial of Hulu, I wanted to do, like, the free trial of the commercial one because it was a shorter trial, but, like, hey, no commercials. So we did that, and then I was like, this is awesome. So we continued to pay for it. Moral of the story, don't sign up for Hulu Plus if you don't want to keep paying for it because you're going to realize really quickly that you don't want to live without it. I feel like Netflix in general is just a better company. Sorry, Hulu, if you're listening to this, like, you kind of suck. And their user base is better. Their platform is better. One thing that really bothers me about Hulu is when it goes to the next episode, for some reason now it doesn't autoplay. And that really bothers me because I have to make the conscious decision to watch another episode. And then you're like, oh, should I watch another one? And it completely ruins the binge watch experience. Your girl is like wanting, I need a binge watch experience that is immersive. I need like 8 hours where I don't have to do anything. That's so sad. Honestly, though, people are like, what did you do this weekend? And I'm like, I watched an entire season of Scrubs. And they're like, wow, that's embarrassing. Which it is. It is. But truly, like, we're introverts. What else are we going to be doing? Honestly, like, I'm not going to go to a party. I do read. Like, I read books, but don't want to do that for 8 hours. And I do homework and I watch TV. Like, that's all I do pretty much. I don't want to go anywhere unless it's, like, for good reason. Pretty much any given evening, you will find me either in bed or on the couch watching Netflix. It's just the way of life. You know what else I think is really funny is that everyone kind of has their own little way of, like, doing a binge watch. Like, some people are like, oh, I'm just going to watch one episode. And then, like, 40 episodes later, they're like, what have I done? That's not even feasible. You cannot watch 40 episodes of a cheap TV show. That's not possible, Amy. Jeez. But you know what I mean. But I go into it fully expecting, like, I'm going to watch 10 episodes of this show, not going to get anything done. Let's go. Because adjust your expectations. Like, have logical expectations of yourself watching an episode. Like, you can't, it's just like potato chips. You can't just have one. And if you can, that's sad. And I feel sorry for you. I can't remember the last time I watched only one episode of a TV show where there were multiple available. Right? I watch American Horror Story. That's horror with two R's. Not American Horror Story. That's the title of my memoir. But I love that show. However, watching it while it's on and as it comes on is so exhausting because you have to wait a full week for the next episode. And I don't like doing that. I'm so spoiled by this, like, binge watch culture that I can't even stand to wait a week for an episode of a TV show. It's so sad and I'm disappointed in myself. But what else is new? I guess the only channel or, like, the only style of show where I can watch, like, just one is, like, HGTV, The Food Network. You know those, like, super formulaic channels where every show is kind of the same thing? But you know what? On Food Network, there's some more variability. Like, there's Halloween Wars, which is much too scary for me to watch. I don't understand how I can watch American Horror Story, but I won't watch a scary movie, and I won't watch Halloween Wars, because for some reason, the idea of a lady carving a witch into a pumpkin is less scary for me than someone literally being carved up by an axe murderer. Like, I don't get it. I can't explain my brain. Maybe someone else can. But I do. Here's the thing with American Horror Story. I can't even call it AHS because that's just too hard to say. It's harder than American Horror Story. So if it sounds like I'm saying horror, I'm not, because I'm not going to plug my own book, guys. Gosh. I hope you know I'm kidding. Like, I'm joking about the horror story thing. Like, that's a joke. Sharon, that's a joke. Don't tweet me being like, you should really not say that. It was a joke, okay? But I actually started watching that one kind of by accident because, oh man, how old was I? I think I was like a senior in high school. And I finished my show and I didn't have any, usually when I finish a show, I have something right away lined up in my queue or my list or whatever that I'm going to watch next, because I can't stand finishing like a series finale and being so sad and not having something to go right into. So I didn't have anything and I had finished something. I don't remember what it was. So I was like, should I watch American Horror Story? Am I going to have nightmares tonight? And I was homesick because I had something. I was sick from something. I'm chronically ill. I'm always sick, but like I was normal people sick. So I was like, well, I'm home all day anyway, and it's light outside, so it's fine. So I watched the whole season, the whole first season. That's 13 episodes, 13 hours of TV, pretty much, in one day, in one sitting. And it was so good. I highly recommend American Horror Story. If you can stomach it, it's pretty gory and, like, gross and just bad. Not, like, bad TV, like, morally bad. But it's super entertaining. And also, I think that the acting is really good. There are definitely, like, because it's an anthology series, there are definitely some seasons that are better than others. Personally, I think season 2 is my favorite. That's the one with the insane asylum, which is really weird because, this is kind of funny, but insane asylums terrify me. Like, the idea of being in an asylum is, like, my biggest fear. Not, like, today's version of, like, an asylum, which not even called that anymore. It's, like, a mental institution. that version doesn't scare me, but like the ones with lobotomies and like sketchy dead bodies and like gay people being put in there for no reason, yeah, that freaks me out so much. But that was one of my favorite binge watches. I also really recommend Shameless if you can stomach it. Shameless is probably, I think, worse than American Horror Story in terms of like vulgarity. Oh, geez. That one, straight up, first of all, has like full frontal nudity and just, it's very vulgar. I'm warning you right now. Like, if you don't think you're going to like it, you're definitely not going to like it. But it is a really good show, and it's actually getting a little like intellectual here. It's actually a really good depiction of America's white working poor, and not necessarily like an accurate depiction, but an interesting one. A group of people that we don't talk about very much anymore. So I think it's super interesting, and that one's a good one to check out. But I think my all-time favorite binge watch, this one's kind of hard. The first, like, long show that I ever, like, truly binge watched when it was, like, a thing to binge watch was How I Met Your Mother. That one's good as long as you don't know how it ends. And if you do know how it ends, don't spoil it for your friends, because that was probably the most divisive series finale of all time. Maybe almost as bad as Lost. Although Lost was kind of like pre-binge watch, so they didn't really think about that. But I watched like the last two seasons of How I Met Your Mother as they aired on TV, which I think affected kind of how I saw it, how I perceived it. There are definitely like different times in my life where I want to watch different things. Like, for example, when I'm working on something or when I'm like wanting to watch something and not really pay attention, I love watching Arrested Development because it's narrated by Ron Howard, and it's a great show, first of all. It's super funny, and the more times you watch it, the more you pick up on. My sister was actually watching it this summer, and my sister and I are different. Like, my sister likes to watch TV in the living room, on our TV, in the basement, on the projector screen. We have a projector in our basement. Or in her room on her TV. She does not like to watch TV on her computer. And I am the opposite. I almost never watch TV. Like, I almost never turn the TV on. I'm always, like, watching something on my computer, or, like, watching YouTube or Netflix or something. But it's always on my computer because I like to be able to bring it around the house with me while I do different things. Anyway, and there are so many amazing shows out there to binge watch, especially on Netflix. I think the Netflix-produced content, honestly, is the best. But also on Hulu, you can get, like, the newer thing, like, newer seasons of shows. What have I been watching recently on Hulu? You know, I could go through my Netflix history. It's so funny because I think you could tell so much about people based on their Netflix or Hulu history. Let's go. Let's see. Because, like, I watch the weirdest things, like, and I won't even watch all of them. Like, I'll watch like 10 minutes of this, 10 minutes of that, just trying to figure out what I want to watch. Let's look at my Netflix history. It's like looking at my underwear drawer. Please don't play music. Why did they change things? I don't like change. Oh, here it is. So the last thing I watched on Netflix was an episode of Conspiracy, a British conspiracy theory show. And the episode I watched was about Hitler. I wanted to watch like a documentary. Then before that I watched Shameless. I don't even think I got through a whole episode. That was the 7th season. I'm not finished with the 7th season yet. And then I watched the last 10 minutes of Homeward Bound because I was trying to make myself cry because I was really overwhelmed. And you know, the last 10 minutes of Homeward Bound are really touching, and even thinking about it right now, I'm tearing up. Like, I need to stop talking about it. Then I watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's a good one to binge watch if you can handle, like, super dysfunctional situations. Why did I watch this? Wet Hot American Summer 10 years later. I didn't even get through the first episode of that one. I was like, wait, what is this? And then I realized what it was and stopped watching it. Borderline. Oh, I forgot about that show. I started watching that and then completely forgot about it. That one's like it's kind of like The Office, but not very good. But it's British. I like British TV, as you can tell. And then I also watched Pets. Couldn't get all the way through that one either because I was crying too much. It was a bad week that week. And then I watched the first 5 minutes of Minions before I wanted to pull my eyes out. And I don't even think I watched that by myself. I think I watched that with my cousins, maybe. Definitely would not have watched that on my own. Let's go to my Hulu. Let's see what I was watching on Hulu. This episode just took a complete 180, but it's fine. Let's see. The last thing I watched was Scrubs. Like I said, I'm rewatching Scrubs. Then I watched the most recent episode of Will and Grace. Oh, guys, it's not good. Don't watch it. Like, I'm sorry. I know it's only been one episode, but it's trying so hard. It reminds me a lot of Fuller House, where it's like, it's just trying so hard to be good, and it's not. And if you remember the original, then you're not going to enjoy it. Then I watched American Housewife. I watched, like, I think the first half of the first season of that. Oh, and Seinfeld. And Bachelor in Paradise. Don't judge me. Anyway, I think that the best part of binge watching is the community that you can have around it without actually being either in person or without it being high stress. So you can invite a group of people over and just be like, hey, do you guys want to watch a movie on Netflix? Like, if you really want to get close to your significant other or a friend, just be like, hey, let's watch a show together on Netflix. And then you can see if they watch ahead of you, just divorce them, okay? Like, I don't care if you've been married for 30 years, Sharon. Your husband watched the next episode of House of Cards without you. Like, divorce him. Leave him. It's not worth it anymore. I'm kidding, obviously. But it is a good way to see, like, who's willing to not watch ahead. Especially, like, I keep going back to, oh, I watch shows with my parents, which is true. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's like a bonding thing for us. Game of Thrones, House of Cards. I said House of Cards and that made me think of it. But I'm surprised by the fact that none of us in our family, pretty much my dad has on occasion watched ahead. My dad does in Game of Thrones because he can't help himself. He just needs to watch it and I don't blame him. But there was one time when this summer when it first came out, the season premiere, my mom and I were still up north and on vacation. That's so a Midwest thing. Like, if you are from Michigan, you know when I'm like, we were up north. You know what I'm talking about. We were in, like, Traverse City. And my dad came home and he was like, hey, did you guys watch Game of Thrones yet? And we're like, no, we were waiting for you. And he's like, oh, I watched it. It was really good. And we're like, no, you can't watch it without us. But it was fine because then we were able the next time to binge watch it and watch two episodes at once. It was a twofer and it was awesome. I don't know if that, would you categorize binge watch as like, I think like three or more episodes would be a binge watch because think about it, like compared to a movie, like if you're inviting a group of people over like, hey, let's watch a movie or hey, let's watch three episodes of TV. It's kind of the same amount of time depending on what you're watching. If it's a sitcom, I'd say like more than four or five episodes because at that point you're like super committed. I'd say if you keep watching after a bathroom break, it's a binge watch. How about that? Let's make it like that. If you keep watching after a bathroom break, it's a binge watch. So now that we're done talking about binge watching, let's get into the next section of the show. All right, everybody, it is time for week number two of Ask Amy, the premier destination for shitty advice on the internet on this podcast. It's like Ask Abby, but don't expect your advice to be good because Amy is not, oh, Dear Abby is what it's called. See, obviously, not as good as Dear Abby. I'm not your girl for advice. So let me tell you what our advice question for the week is. Our question reads, Amy, my boyfriend is an extrovert. I love hanging out with him, but what are some things we can do that aren't too draining for me? They didn't give me a name, so I'm going to give them a name. Sincerely, Loud Lover. I'm entertaining myself. Loud Lover, it has to be alliterated or it's not a true advice column. Well, Loud Lover, I can't even say it. I shouldn't have given them that name, but it's too late. I've committed to it. It sounds like you and your boyfriend could benefit greatly from Netflix and chill, obviously. Why else would I have picked this question for this week's episode? So next time your boyfriend wants to hang out, invite him over to your place or his, depending, and ask if you want to start a show together. And then pick a great show to start that both of you have never watched before. This is the key, is that neither of you have watched it, so that way you don't have any judgments going into it. Because if you start watching a show and then one of you doesn't like it and the other one has started it before, it gets pretty weird. So I highly recommend starting a series with them, and that way you have something to look forward to and something to fall back on if you're like, you know what, I'm just too tired to go out tonight. why don't we stay in and watch an episode of Orange is the New Black or whatever show you decide to watch together. Good luck, loud lover. Oh God, I'm laughing. That's really funny. I am like giving myself kudos for coming up with that. But if you would like your shitty advice answered, your life questions answered with my personal shitty advice answered on air, send me a DM on Twitter, PM me on Facebook, or fill out the form on my website, introvertpodcast.com/ask. All right, everyone, it is time for my favorite part of the week. That's right, the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. The weekly challenge is where I challenge you and myself to do something outside of our introverted comfort zones. And the weekly recharge is where I offer you a self-care idea to recharge your cute little introvert batteries. Let's get started. This week's weekly challenge is to do something else instead of binge watching. For example, on Saturday, so the day after you're hearing this, instead of spending all day binge watching, I will choose a different activity. And I know we just spent a whole episode talking about how great binge watching is, but let's try and get out of our comfort zone this week. So instead of binge watching, I will be doing something else. And you can hold me accountable on my Facebook or Twitter, facebook.com/introvertpodcast and @introvertpod on Twitter. And I'll hold you accountable by posting and asking how everyone's binge watch free day went. Just pick a day and choose not to watch Netflix on it. Shouldn't be that hard, but it probably will be for me. I don't know about you. And then your weekly recharge is to allow yourself at least 2 hours to watch something that interests you, whether that's a new show, a movie, or an old show that is comforting to you. I think that there is a lot of amazing power in comfort shows, like comfort food, comfort shows. So watch an episode of a show that is comforting to you, or watch a new show, I'm Not Your Mom. But that's my offering for the weekly recharge. All right, everybody, that is all for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. Just a reminder, today's episode was brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. There are over 180,000 books to choose from, and you can get it right on your smartphone, MP3 player, or device. For example, you can listen to Girl on the Train, which is a great book, and also have your headphones in and no one will bother you, probably, I promise. I can't promise. Good. But here's a general rule of thumb. If you're listening to Girl on the Train and you have your earbuds in, no one can bother you on the train. True story. As always, you can find me on my website, introvertpodcast.com, on social media, facebook.com/introvertpodcast, or @introvertpod on Twitter. I love interacting with you guys and hearing from you guys. So please drop me a line, amy@introvertpodcast.com. Why did I say that? I hate myself. Oh my gosh. I just actually said drop me a line like I'm someone's 90-year-old grandfather. But thank you so much for listening to today's episode. My name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a great week, guys.